Willow Creek in the WPA. Once upon a time, 25 buildings were built just outside of Lamar's, Iowa, at a fancy recreation complex slash golf course, a facility otherwise unheard of in the area, each building blessed with the very same Kasota limestone veneer, a building material so weather-averse that the collection of buildings at Willow Creek looks as if they have never yet seen a Siouxland storm. Of the 25, only 4 are gone. The rest still stand fortress-like. A bathhouse, shelter house, over the sand beach above a swimming pond, a custodian's cottage and service building, a scout cabin, and 6 one-room Adirondack shelters designed in a shape and form you won't find anywhere else east of the Mississippi. The old clubhouse is a gabled roof of rough-cut stone rubble. A huge fireplace points up at an open beam ceiling right in the middle of the great room. Massive gates stand at the entrance, stone portals that run out 35 feet in such a stately fashion you might think you're driving onto palace grounds. Count 'em, 15 buildings and structures make Lamar's Willow Creek complex as much a museum as a golf course and recreation park, because the entire original facility was built by the WPA. That's right, WPA.
WPA.
If my dad knew that, he'd smirk. A quarter century after thousands of WPA hand tools were rusting in some shed somewhere, my father could still get irritated. "Well, you know what we used to say," he'd tell me. "If there's a half dozen guys standing on the streets with shovels and 5 of them are leaning on them, for sure it's WPA." I didn't know what the WPA was back then. All I knew is it was an outfit my dad used to call make work, meaning create jobs where there weren't any. But then he thought Franklin D. Roosevelt was a socialist and a stinker, and that voting Democratic meant leaving the straight and narrow to put your boots down on the path to perdition. What the Works Project Administration created, he maintained, was projects the government should have stayed the heck away from. Like a golf course in Lamar's, Iowa, and a fancy swimming hole. Like all those toady shelters created out of Kasota limestone veneer. My word. And he wasn't the only one either. I'm guessing they're still around today, whole tables full of gents my age and a dozen greasy spoons, drinking coffee and brimming with similar attitudes. The government sticks its money-grubbing hands into things, and what happens just like that? 5 guys lean on shovels around somebody else's gravy train, you know. The Works Progress Administration started its engines in 1935 with an appropriation of $4.9 million, 6.7% of GDP, which isn't and surely wasn't, I'll grant you, chicken feed. But then it was mid-depression. Farm prices fell through the slats, pushing families off the land, shoving them when there was no food on the table into soup line. Wasn't pretty. Speaking of chicken feed, one of the oft-told tales was of a farmer. Put him anywhere in Siouxland, so sick of losing chickens that he sets up a shotgun to go off the next time some thief raids the coop. Trap works, but the thief is a neighbor whose family has nothing to eat. The WPA was created to quell poverty sweeping across the nation in the dirty 30s. Hard cold cash went into empty pockets and put shovels into empty hands. Relief is actually what it was. $40 for 5 6-hour days on the north side of Lamar's, Iowa, where as many as 100 men down on their luck went to work on the city's north side. Doesn't take much to get up a fight these days. Bring up the whole idea of the government creating infrastructure jobs, and some people will roll their eyes, some of them maybe out there on the greens at Willow Creek, where that great clubhouse was built once upon a time by the sweat of 3 or 4 dozen men who couldn't have otherwise put food on the family table. Great buildings out there. You ought to see it. That Kasota limestone, people say, lasts forever. Who knows? After all, they're still there.
Hard times in every where you go. Times are harder than ever been before. Yeah. people, they are drifting from door to door, but they can't find no heaven. I don't care where they go. If I ever can get up off of this old heart-killing floor, Lord, I'll never get out this low no more. Mm-hmm.